Good morning. I also want to add my voice to recognize Arthur's yahrzeit today. I wish Nisham should have an aliyah and Chaim Aruchim. We continue today with what I mentioned yesterday, what seemed like a list of somewhat arbitrary or discriminatory, at least exclusive requirements for the people who lead us over the Yom HaNoraim and at Slichot. The first one being, V'gam Shiyeh Ben Shloshim Shana, has to be 30 years old. Anybody under 30 in here? Yep, okay. Anybody actually under 30 in here? Anybody feel under 30 in here? So it seems to be on the surface somewhat arbitrary, as we said, a little bit exclusive, and it reminds me actually of limitations on serving in public office in the United States. I don't think there are rules about this in the UK, and if you look at the parliament today, you can figure that out. But there are rules here to serve in Congress, you have to be 25, to be a senator, you have to be 30, and to be president, you have to be 35. And there hasn't been that much discussion, Havdel, in American constitutional thinking as to why that is the case. It's been suggested over time, maybe it's to avoid foreign influence, it's to avoid hereditary positions. One of the early documents said it's very rare that a father passes away and his son has reached 35 yet, so we won't have a hereditary issue. That was obviously when life expectation was a little different. But the plain understanding is that people haven't fully matured to some degree in their views. That's a suggestion made by George Mason and other people at the time when they were discussing this. Either way, Lahavdal, it seems to be, at least in our context, there is a basic argument being made that reaching an age generates wisdom, that merely having lived for a certain number of years produces its own kind of wisdom. And I remember I was a younger person at the time than I am now. It was probably about 10 years ago. I was about 5 years out of yeshiva, and a young peer of mine who was still in yeshiva, we won a summer camp with Bnei Akiva one time. And he looked at me, he took me to the side at one point, and he asked me with a sincere curiosity, almost guilty admiration, he said, "When did you mellow out?" Which I wasn't sure whether to be offended by or not, but he seemed just a sense of less severity, less intensity. And sometimes you say something in the moment that sticks with you because you didn't plan it. And it seemed to have an effect on him. I said, "I haven't mellowed out. I've just become less intolerant," which I think was the point being made here, that with age comes naturally, in most cases, patience, charity, understanding. And when we have someone representing us from the Amud, we need somebody who's just years have augmented that sense of charity and compassion and become, not for a moment to suggest that everybody under 30 is intolerant. But at the very least, we have a general rule to try and make sure that the person has at least, if not naturally in their character, had over time acquired a sense of less intolerance and charity towards others.